Welcome back to Finsiders. Greg Likens here alongside Troy Stratford, OJ McDuffie, Tristan Jones, the Metro PCS Comment Center. You can join her in the chat online at Dolphins.com. Join us on the show by texting 347-347. Right now, we're going to break down the wide receiver position in honor of OJ McDuffie.
Yes, sir.
On Tuesday, Troy was here, so we broke down the wide receivers in the AFC East. Today,
running backs.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Running backs. Today is the wide receiver position. Brian Coyle does a great job for us, wrote an article on thefinsiders.com where you can get more in-depth information about this and check it out. But let's give a little overview of the starters for each team, or projected starters for all the teams within the division. Of course, the Dolphins, Mike Wallace alongside Brian Hartline, new in New England, Julian Edelman and Danny Amendola in New York with the Jets, Eric Decker, the new acquisition from the Broncos, and Stephen Hill. And then in Buffalo, Robert Woods and top draft pick Sammy Watkins out of Clemson. So, guys, when you take a look at those names, and then, of course, we're very familiar. We know some of the depth, especially for the Miami Dolphins. OJ, this is your expertise. When you're looking at each wide receiving core, what do you like, dislike around the division?
Well, you know, I love our guys. I do, especially from last year. You know, you had two guys that were Brian Hartline went over 1,000 yards receiving, and Mike Wallace was very close to going over 1,000 yards, 4 and 5, you know, touchdowns. I like to see their touchdowns get up a little bit. But you look at some of the other guys in the league, you look at the Jets and, you know, Eric Decker and Stephen Hill. Decker's nice. I think he's a nice 2 or 3 guy, but if he's going to be the number one guy, he doesn't scare me a lot in terms of what he can do on the football field. Don't know much about Stephen Hill. But I think if Decker's the number one guy, they have some issues at wide receiver for the Jets. I like Robert Woods and Sammy Watkins in Buffalo. That's the one you have to really worry about. I think Sammy Watkins is one of the top receivers that come out in the last 10 years. I think he really is. And what Robert Woods did, you know, when he was at USC, I thought he was a spectacular football player as well. So that 1-2 punch and two young guys, I think they could be really, really good together. New England, they get it done no matter whoever they put out there. As long as you got Tom Brady, you know, you and I and Troy could go in the slot and we could all go out there and get a lot of catches, I think. You know, and they brought in, you know, they got guys like Brandon LaFell and guys like that could be a complimentary guys to Edelman and Amendola. But I think that, you know, as a whole, I like our group more than anything because we got a lot more depth as well. And we're going to be in a lot of 3 and 4 wide receiver sets. A lot of these teams have 2 good receivers. You know, in this league, you got to have 3 or 4. There's a lot of 3 wide receiver sets, and they go into a lot of 4 wide receiver sets as well. So I think that as a whole, you got to look at the Miami Dolphins and the AFC East as probably having the best group of receivers. And as our starters, if we can get Wallace and Hartline going and Bill Lazor's new offense, the way it's looking so far, I mean, it could be lights out the way they can go out there. And I see both of those guys over 1,000 yards, but I also see their touchdowns increase. I see also their 20-plus yard receptions increase. And that's the biggest thing. Their explosive plays have to increase at that position because they're the ones that are game changers. You get a big catch from a wide receiver and everything else starts to work out. You start getting the wide receivers going, the run game starts to work out a little bit. These guys get going, Charles Clay gets going. So I think that if Bill Lazor's offense is what we've seen so far, and we can get Wallace and Hartline going, it's going to be something special for the rest of the guys. And you know what? The guys that are in the slot, the number 3 guys, they'll benefit more than anybody. If Hartline and Wallace are going, Landry, Gibson, Matthews, whoever's in Benz, those guys will have the best time ever because they're going to get third cover guy. They're going to get a lot of one-on-one opportunity. It's going to be a lot of fun. But when you look at the rest of these guys, I mean, you got to look at New England because of Tom Brady. They don't really scare me that much. Jets receivers, they don't scare me much. I do worry about Buffalo a little bit.
I can echo a lot of what OJ is saying, but I do like the Miami's group overall, just the collection of us and the potential for big plays as well with the new offense that's coming in here as well. I think we have the right guys in the slot who can actually take advantage of the defense. They have good feel for the football game. And I find it interesting. We did running backs the other day, and the Buffalo Bills came out on top. And when I look at this collection, yes, the New England Patriots, they get it done with whoever you put out there. That's just a fact. They've proven that. And the Jets, they got to struggle. Can Eric Decker really be a number one with that team? We will wait and see. You know, he was part of that tremendous passing game out there in Denver. So you look at the Buffalo Bills coming in as a second behind the Miami Dolphins. So this is the second time that they're showing up when we're breaking down teams. So they're building something special up there in Buffalo as well. But overall, I just like what the Miami Dolphins have across the board and the depth that they're going to bring to the football field. So I give the edge to the Dolphins.
Yeah, there's no doubt about the depth. And OJ was stressing Mike Wallace and seeing a different type of performance from him in 2014 from from his debut season with the Dolphins a year ago. I know a lot of that will have to do with Bill Lazor and how they utilize him in the offense, but what is it going to take for Mike Wallace individually to make sure that we see statistics more from the top wide receiver that we expected from a year ago?
I just think he needs to be comfortable and go into games with confidence. Not saying that he wasn't confident last year, but for some reason, I just think there were times when he wasn't comfortable. But you look at Mike Wallace. Mike Wallace was open quite a bit last year for the Miami Dolphins. Yeah. We just missed him, so we need to get better play out of Ryan Tannehill to make sure that the ball is there where, you know, when he is running free. And I just think that he likes the fact that he's going to be moving around a lot more this year. So I think his attitude is a little bit more adjusted, and you put those two together and you're talking success.
I think that's the key right there, Troy. I think the key to Mike Wallace's his success this year is the fact that you can't just key on him being on that right side stationary all the time. When you have to worry about Mike Wallace going in motion, especially as a DB, if a guy like Mike Wallace, I used to go in motion just to give me a better chance of getting open. You know, when you go in motion, guys have to back up a little bit and you can go. Mike Wallace goes in motion, watch how far these DBs get off of him, because it's like almost playing like arena football or Canadian football. He's getting a running start at you, and that's what you don't want with a guy that fast. So I think that the fact that Coach Lazor is going to give him a chance to be on the move a little bit more, it's going to be hard to game plan against him. He's not going to be sitting on that right side all the time where you can put, you know, a corner on him, a safety over the top. He might move into the slot. He might be on the left side. How are they going to adjust? And that's what's going to be good for Mike. If Mike is in this playbook as strong as he needs to be and learns every single position, he's going to be tough to deal with this year.
And if I could add to that, by moving Mike Wallace around and other guys around, I think you move Ryan Tannehill's eyes around. Like, you know, if Mike Wallace is always on the right side and, you know, all of a sudden he felt a little bit of pressure to get to Mike Wallace, or we need a big play, I'm going to Mike Wallace, I think his eyes were glued there. And the defense, they pick up on little things like that. So I think that with the movement, you get movement in the eyes of the quarterback. And the quarterback, he clearly, definitely moves defenders around by looking them off. So I think that's a help for Ryan Tannehill as well.
Well, nice to see that you guys like this Dolphins wide receiving core, and that's going to be one of the more entertaining training camp battles that we see, just the depth there and see who makes the roster and how many guys they keep there, because there is seemingly a wealth of talent at that position.